God's word of truth for us today, reading from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Let's imagine a religious conversation, 1v1, between you and someone else who is not a Lutheran. You tell this person that you belong to a certain Lutheran church. You name the congregation. Chances are, you will have to say more than that. In this country especially, where a person might instantly think of the very large and most liberal Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA, which has gone on record to state as their belief that the Bible is not inspired, that Jesus did not actually physically rise from the grave. Now, you don't hold to those beliefs. You would not want to be wrongly associated with such a position or with a church that supports that kind of position. I suppose, in the scenario I just mentioned, we could identify ourselves more specifically as conservative Lutherans, or to use a better term, confessional Lutheran. That simply means that one holds to all of the Lutheran confessions completely. Everything taught in Luther's Catechism and the Book of Concord. Now, ideally, to help this person understand even better, we should refer to ourselves as the kind of Christian who completely holds to what the Bible says. Nothing more than that. Nothing less. Nothing changed. We depend on God's Word and only God's Word to show us the truth that He would have us know. On the basis of His entire Word, the entire Bible, we are then ready to take a stand for His truth, which will at times mean taking a stand against things, everything that contradicts His truth. This is what God requires of us and what He leads us to pursue for the sake of our protection, to keep us spiritually safe from the damage of false teaching. It is the prevalence and the problem of false teaching that has compelled us for over 50 years to have our own Lutheran church body separate and distinct from other Lutheran church bodies. Yes, a fellowship in line with 1 Corinthians 1 to be based solely on the Word of God's truth. You know it as the CLC. Now, the identity of CLC Lutheran does not mean that we're the only ones going to heaven. We should not believe that. We do not teach that. In fact, we need to recognize the real possibility of people belonging to an Orthodox church like ours, expressing verbally complete agreement with every scripturally correct teaching, and yet in the heart, where no one can look other than God, in the heart not having a saving faith in Christ. In other words, you are never saved by your CLC membership. On the other side of the coin, it is also possible for people to belong to a Christian church that holds to certain false teachings, and yet in the heart because of the power and grace of God at work, they do have a saving faith in Jesus. Whenever and wherever that is the case, it is a reason for us to thank God, to rejoice. But never is it a reason to ignore doctrinal differences. It doesn't mean that we don't treat every religious error as something to avoid. God's word on this is very clear. 1 John 4 says, "Test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." As 1 Corinthians 1 lays out, God expects every fellowship of His people worldwide, you and me as well, to have full agreement on every doctrine across the board. 100% unity, with no errors in the mix. Does that sound to you as something unrealistic? Asking the impossible. We can't go there in our thinking. Not when God commands this and provides the help to make it happen. His help is in the Bible itself. With every doctrine, He, in His Word, plainly states what to believe and what to teach. We don't have to unlock some hidden meaning or crack a secret code. The psalm writer says that God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Use that image of light. Bible light. Bright enough to show us the way. Fully able, in and of itself, through the Spirit, to communicate effectively God's truth to us. Yes, we thank God for that gift as well. Knowing that the integrity of the gospel is at stake. The availability of the good news of salvation is at stake. We're talking about the spiritual food supply of our faith, which God wants to safeguard from every form of contamination. So He is leading us to be, what I mentioned before, confessional Lutherans, who then use the uncontaminated gospel not only for ourselves, but to carry out mission work for others, to carry out Christian education for the next generation. It always comes back to the Savior, His cross, what He did for us to take away our sins and give us eternal life. Because of that, we should expect Him to stick with us in our weakness and train us to be gospel-dependent, truth-confessing, error-rejecting followers of Him, whose fellowship with Him by faith and with each other by confession of faith will always depend on what He does for us, in us, and among us. And so we pray. Dear Father in heaven, preserve us all as Your dear children, united in Your saving truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us close today singing hymn 292, stanzas 1, 2, and 9. 1, 2, and 9 of hymn 292.